innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Official brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Matt Clark, Brad McGurr, Dennis Hines. Your law on the floor, Matt Clark, Brad McGurr, Dennis Hines. The tip is up. We're underway. Tipped into the backcourt to Parker Graff. Springs will have the first look. Reading of the officials is always brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. There's Mahalik on the wing. Up top, Flowers lost it. Picked up by the Blackhawks. Long pass ahead to Peyton Uecker. Uecker on the left wing. He'll slow it up. Larson up top. Right side, Boucher. Jeff the drive. Kicks it in the corner. Here's a three. Hit the side of the backboard. Ball grabbed by Parker Graff. Graff across the timeline. Just underway. Parker all the way to the basket. Kicks it out. Three on the wing. No good by Kruger. Rebounded by Uecker. Uecker, the handoff for Blake Larson. Bryce Larson. I'm going to mix that up again. We got a Bryce and a Blake. I'll get it straight. Bryce Larson on the left wing. Bryce Larson for three, and Bryce hits the three. 3-0 Blackhawks. Mahalik to the other end. Mahalik in the corner. Finds Graff at the top of the key. Parker, a little ball fake. Now down on the baseline, Flowers. Flowers tried to go reverse, ran into Uecker, and Uecker will pick up his first foul, and Flowers is going to get a couple of free throws. Blake Larson, 5'10" senior guard, number one for the Washington Springs Spartans. Bryce Larson, 6' junior guard, number 14 for the Blackhawks. I'm just saying this out loud, try to get it straight in my own head. First free throw good for Colby Flowers. 3-1. Blackhawks lead is 2. Flowers with a chance to cut it to 1. Second free throw is good. Flowers the first points for the Spartans. 3-2, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Bryce Larson in the backcourt with Uecker playing catch as Blake Larson and Parker Graff defend. And now shy of the timeline, they stop the dribble. Got to get it across, and they do to Boucher. Boucher inside to Cody Slykus, and Slykus all the way to the house. 5-2 Blackhawks, 6:20 to play first quarter. Blake Larson at the other end for Washington Springs. Blake off to Parker Graff. Graff blows past the defender and scoops it up and in. Parker Graff, quick move there. Sanborn Central Woonsockets lead 1 by 4. Slykus inside, and he got tied up by Mahalik. That's going to be a jump ball. Blackhawks fans initially wanted a call, but boy, I don't know what that call would have been. The jump ball will stay with Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Blackhawks a 5-4 lead, 2 minutes into the boys' 281 championship game. Inbounds, they go around the horn to Boucher on the left wing. Back to Bryce Larson, Bryce on the right wing. Bryce, drive to the free throw line, a little shake and bake, fade away is up and in. Bryce Larson with his second basket. He's got 5. The Blackhawks lead 7-4. Parker Graff to the other end. Handoff for Blake Larson. Blake the handoff back to Graff. Graff a deep 3, and that one is good. Parker Graff with 5 quick points. Tied at 7, 5:29 to play first quarter. Boys 281 Conference Tournament Championship here. Uecker, top of the key, stops the dribble, gives it off to Slykus. Slykus out near the timeline, still on the dribble, guarded out there by Mahalik. Now they switch, and he just pushed Larson down, and he's going to get the offensive foul. He got the offhand out in front of him, and gave him a little shove. And almost every time you're going to get that offensive foul. There was a time when you could put a little body into him, maybe even a little shoulder, but you get that off arm out there in front of you now. It's going to be an offensive foul. Here's a Mahalik jumper. That one is good. Ryder Mahalik from the right side of the free throw line. 9-7 Spartans lead. 5 minutes left opening quarter. Bryce Larson to the other end. Bryce stops the dribble. Left side of the free throw line. Leaves it off to Euchre. Euchre to the top of the key. Crosses over. Back to Bryce on the left wing. That's his spot. Won't fire the three. Pass inside. Flowers steals it. Kick to the head to Graff. Make that Blake Larson. We go the other way. He kicks it out to Graff. Graff for three, and he got it. Parker Graff with 8 points in the first 3.5 minutes of this basketball game. And the Spartans lead 12-7. Bryce Larson out near the timeline. Graff out to defend. Down in the left corner for Euchre. Boucher around the horn. Slykus on the right side to Bryce. Inside now for Moody, and a ball knocked out of bounds, and that's just going to be a Blackhawk turnover. Now we'll get a timeout, it appears. Oh, no, they just want to sub in. Slykus will come out of the game. McCoy Schultz will check in, the sophomore ready here as the Spartans bring it down. A 12-7 Wessington Springs lead, midway point of the opening quarter. Mahalik on the right wing. Left side of the free throw line, Colby Flowers. Cross court, Graff another three. This one's short. Boucher the rebound. Boucher leaves it off for Bryce Larson. Bryce back ahead to Jeff Boucher. Boucher left wing, going to drive baseline on Blake Larson. Kick it back out to Bryce on the wing. Bryce drives baseline, shut down, dumps it inside to Moody. Moody going to work, blocked by Flowers and a whistle. Blocked by Mahalik, actually, and a whistle. And I think we'll get a foul on Mahalik unless Flowers was on the other side. Oh, he was. So the foul's actually on Colby Flowers. So Mahalik did get the block. Flowers first. That's the first of the game on Wessington Springs. And sent Trey Moody to the line for a couple of free throws. First is good. So 12-8 the Spartans lead. Moody good on both free throws, makes it 12-9. 3:35 left first quarter. Quickly down court in the corners, Carter Mebius. Carter, Parker Graff, Blake Larson, Mahalik and Flowers. Here's Blake from 10 feet. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Bryce Larson. Bryce back across the timeline. 12-9 Spartans. 3:15 to play first quarter. Boucher jump stop at the free throw line. Got to give it off, and does, in the right corner for Slykus. Right back to Boucher. Boucher the drive, this time in the corner from Euchre for three. No good. Rebound Flowers. Flowers over to Blake Larson. Blake ahead to Mebius. Mebius going all the way to the rack, and probably almost lucky he didn't get called for that one. Is he kind of put the body there into Jeff Boucher. Boucher's going to pick up his first foul, and again, I still say, if he gets that arm, that off arm out in front of him, that's going to be an offensive foul. Carter Mebius to the line. Spartans 2 for 2. Mebius ready. First is up. Hits the heel. Hits the front of the iron. Sits there for a moment and falls in. Flowers checking out of the game now as Kruger's back on. Spartans by 4. Maybe it's a chance to add on another, and does. His second free throw good from a junior. With his first points, first bench points for either team, 14-9, Spartans lead by 5. Down in the right corner, here's McCoy Schultz. Top of the key, Boucher. Boucher working on Graff. Inside Moody. Moody working on Kruger. Back outside, Bryce Larson squares up, three ball, no good. Offensive rebound, McCoy Schultz, and the putback is up and in. Schultz with his first basket, first bench score for the Blackhawks. 14-11, Spartan lead is 3. Parker Graff, right wing, working about 5 feet back of the three-point line. Graff breaks to the basket, blocked from behind by Boucher. Boucher lost it momentarily, a couple of players on the baseline. Who knocked it out of bounds? The official says it's Blackhawk basketball. So Boche will bring it in. Spartans 14, Blackhawks 11, 2:10 to play first quarter. Boche into Bryce Larson. And Graf and Blake Larson will hang back for some full court defense. Looks like Eli White maybe on for Sanborn Central 1 second. Schultz looking at a three from the corner, and that one is good. So McCoy Schultz with 5 points here in the opening quarter off the bench, and we're tied at 14. Blake Larson, right wing, going to drive in, runs into a double team, dumps it off on the right wing to Mebius. Mebius top of the key, Mahalik back outside. Mebius looks at three, won't fire, drives, kicks it out to Kruger in the corner. Kruger cross-court back to Mahalik. Mahalik drives past one defender and lays it up and in. Ryder Mahalik with a pair of baskets, Spartans by two. Minute 15 left in the first quarter. Boche out to the top of the key for Schultz. Now Bryce Larson on the right wing. Larson feeds Moody inside. Moody turns into a double team. Mebius almost took it right out of his hands. Boche splits the double team, locks it on his way up. Mahalik will pick it up, and Weston Springs will hold on to it. Kruger across the timeline. Mahalik up top, back outside for Graf. Graf again past the defense, and no, that was Blake Larson. Quick move by Blake, and the layup good. 18-14, Spartans by four. 40 seconds to play first quarter. Sanborn Central, Woonsocket. McCoy Schultz, 5 points off the bench, off to Boche. Boche stops at the free throw line, leaves it off to Moody. Moody from 10 on the baseline, it's true. Trey Moody with 4 points. Final 20 seconds of the quarter. Shot clock is off. Spartans 18, Blackhawks 16. Graf holding near the timeline. Looks to Coach Eater for the play. 10 seconds to play in the first quarter. Graf goes to work. Going to settle for a deep three, and he got it. Parker Graf, three threes in the opening quarter. 11 of the 21 Washington Springs points, and the Spartans lead by five after a quarter. 21-16. We're back with the second quarter of the 281 Conference Boys Tournament Championship in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 Tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seeds 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option.
Dakota Sports.
Back to the Huron Arena. Matt Watson on Dakota Sports on KOKK, 1210 a.m. in Huron. It is 3 minutes past 9 o'clock. Three overtime games is the reason why it's 3 minutes after 9 o'clock and only the start of the second quarter of the boys' title game. Weston Springs a five-point lead. They're going to go right inside to Mahalik. Nice adjustment, but couldn't finish. Boche the rebound. Boche over to Bryce Larson, and Larson across the timeline for the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. Leave it down in the corner for three. No, cross-court a pass in front of Slykus is out of bounds, and Schultz throws it away. So a turnover to the Spartans with 7:39 to play. Second quarter just underway. Kruger into Blake Larson off to Mahalik right side. Ryder spins into the lane. Back outside. Now they feed Flowers on the baseline. Nice baseline drive by Flowers. And Colby's got his first field goal. Got 4 points, couple from the free throw line. Weston Springs, their biggest lead is seven. Boche banging on the baseline and a foul on Weston Springs. I think that'll be Blake Larson. His first, just the second of the game on Weston Springs and just the fifth overall. Trey Moody with Trey Moody back on. He'll replace Landon Jensen. That's who was on before. And now Euchre's going to have one go off his foot and out of bounds. That's a tough way to lose the basketball. Actually, it was McCoy Schultz, but either way, that's a tough one, especially down 7 here. Plenty of basketball left to play, though. 7 minutes to play first half. Mahalik, nifty little behind-the-back move. Outside to Graff. Parker feeling the three. Can't hit it, but Kruger, the offensive board. He'll kick it out to Mahalik, and he'll knock down the three. Ryder Mahalik with 7, and it's a 10-point Lexington Springs lead. Dinert wants a timeout. 6:50 left in the half. 26-16 Spartans. We're back in 30. A 30-second timeout. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to the arena. 6:50 remaining here in the first half. Lexington Springs has opened up their biggest lead. 10 points right now, 26-16. Lexington Springs here in the quarter. A Ryder Mahalik 3, a Colby Flowers 2. Sanborn Central Woonsocket yet to score. The Blackhawks down 10 as they inbound off the Diner timeout. Boucher just right of the top of the key. Boucher crosses over, kicks it back out for 3. Flykus no good. Offensive rebound, though, and the putback is up and in for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and I think that was McCoy Schultz, and it was. So Schultz with 7 off the bench. Blake Larson, the other end, gives it to Parker Graff. Graff thinking about a baseline drive into the lane. Throws up the runner, no good. Rebound Bryce Larson, and Bryce will turn it up court for the Blackhawks. 6:05 left in the half, 8-point Spartan lead, left wing. Schultz up top, O'Shea. O'Shea looks at 3, won't fire, drives, kicks it back out to McCoy. Schultz, who finds Bryce Larson in the corner. Bryce back to McCoy. Schultz going to drive baseline. His runner came up short. Rebound just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Kruger comes flying in to grab that one. Kruger to Flowers. Flowers driving baseline. Cuts it through a double team, leaves it for Larson. Blake to drive in the finish. Blake Larson, his second basket. Lead back to 10, 28-18 Spartans. Across the timeline, Bryce Larson, right wing for Flowers in the corner now, for Boucher. Here's Boucher to drive. He's going to get the finish. Are they going to count that? They are not. The foul was out at the top of the key, so they will not count the basket. And the foul is called on Blake Larson, and that's his second. Bryce Larson will inbound. 5:20 left in the first half. Boys, 281 tournament championship. Spartans, an early 10-point lead. Right wing, Bryce Larson. Thought about a 3 there. Now we'll back it away way out near the timeline. Schultz up top, Boucher. Boucher in the corner, almost threw it away. Bryce Larson left wing, 15 on the shot clock. And off back to McCoy Schultz. McCoy spins into the lane, throws up a runner, no good. Mebius or Mahalik. Mahalik on the rebound. Mahalik leaves it to Graff, fakes on the 3, drives, kicks it back up top to Mahalik. Mahalik's pass tipped and stolen. Boucher on the steal. He's got McCoy Schultz out ahead of him, and he missed the layup. Boucher can't follow it. Graff the rebound. No, Blake Larson will go the other way with Lexington Springs. Flowers, Mahalik. Mahalik left open for 3. He steps in, knocks down the 2, and then for some reason, Cody Slykus comes out of nowhere and just knocks him to the floor. So Slykus gives up the 3-point play. Cody's second, and we'll have a free throw here for Ryder Mahalik. Mahalik 9 points on the day. Breaking to double figures here. Spartans are perfect from the line at 4 out of 4. Mahalik's free throw is on the way and no good. Boucher there for the rebound. So it'll stay a 12-point game, 30-18 Spartans. 4:20 remaining here in the first half. O'Shea on the left wing drives to the free throw line. Back outside, McCoy Schultz for three. Airmailed it out of bounds. So the Spartans will inbound. Spartan fan base will remind him that that did not touch the iron. I'm assuming he knew that, but... So the Spartans, their biggest lead at 12 points, midway point of the second quarter, with the basketball, a chance to extend that lead. Mihalik from 15 feet, no good. Rebound tipped up by Larson, taken by Landon Jensen. Jensen back to Bryce Larson, back to Jensen. He'll drive baseline, saw some kind of opening. Back out to Bryce for three. Larson's three is no good. The rebound grabbed by Mebius, but then we'll have a foul here on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. I think it's going to be Euchre. And, yeah, that'll be Peyton Euchre's second. So, again, Lexington Springs, a 12-point lead. With the basketball, 3:40 to play in the first half. A pass tipped by Jensen, but Mihalik finds the handle. Rider on the right wing, up top for Flowers. Obi nearly lost it. Dumps it off last second for Mebius. Mebius can't finish it off, got his own rebound. Let's try it again, it won't go. And this time a foul on the rebound. I assume that'll be on Mebius, and it will. Both teams sort of stalling out here. Midway point in the fourth quarter. Lexington Springs built a 10-point lead. With about 5.5 minutes to play in this quarter. And since they've scored two baskets and Sanborn Central Woonsocket one. And here's a travel on Bryce Larson. Bryce thought that he threw the pass in time. The official disagrees. Bryce kind of trying to show him the example of exactly how he did it, but the official doesn't want to see that. 30-18, Spartans a dozen. Their lead. Mihalik over to Flowers, over to Graff. Parker Graff back to Mihalik left wing. Ryder drives, nifty little behind the back dish. Tried to leave it for Graff, but Moody took it away. Moody to Bryce Larson across the timeline, Landon Jensen. Lexington Springs leads still a dozen with 2:40 to play in the half. Bryce out near the timeline, guarded by Blake, and a ball knocked away and almost into the backcourt. Bryce Larson has to save it into Boucher. Right back to Bryce, top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. Euchre left wing, doesn't want the deep three. Up top for Boucher. Boucher the drive. Left side of the lane, he got bumped, and he traveled. Comes Brock Kruger back on, he'll replace Mebius. And Heater wants a timeout. 2:25 to play first half, still 30-18. Spartans by a dozen. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, Lexington Springs went to the old patented alley-oop play that we saw a couple of times Monday and a couple more times on Tuesday, and this time they convert. It's a Blake Larson two, and that'll make it a 14-point Lexington Springs lead. Here's a three from Euchre. That one is good. Actually, that was Landon Jensen. Either way, it's a made three, and that is exactly what the Blackhawks needed. Parker Graff, the Euro step, and they're going to ring him up on the travel. Or was it Flowers? Might have been Colby Flowers. Either way. An 11-point Lexington Springs lead, 32-21. 1:45 left in the half. As Boucher inbounds to Bryce Larson. And again, since the Western Spring Spartans took that 26-16 lead with about 5.5 to play in this quarter, neither team has really done a whole lot. Top of the key, here's Euchre. Euchre off to Bryce Larson. Bryce splits a double team, kicks it right back out to Boucher on the wing. Boucher in the corner. McCoy Schultz doesn't want the three. Back out to Bryce Larson. He doesn't want the three. Top of the key, there's a three at the buzzer. Did it count? It did, and he hit it. That's Landon Jensen again. Back-to-back triples from Jensen. And it's an eight-point game. 32-24, Lexington Spring. Mahalik, top of the key, crosses over, slips the defender, and lays it up and in. Boy, Ryder Mahalik and Parker Graff, they are just so fast off the dribble. Here's Boucher. The other end can't hit. In fact, knocked out of his hands, but knocked right into Bryce Larson's hand, and he misses a three. Rebound, Flowers. Flowers ahead to Blake Larson. Blake will cross over. Can't get past Jensen. He'll back away and try it again. Tried to leave it for Kruger, but Bryce Larson was cutting in, and he gets the easy steal. Shot clock is off. 34-24, Lexington Springs by 10. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, final possession, and they're having some problems with this D. Here's a three by Boucher. He got free. No good. Long rebound, Bryce Larson. He'll try it again, and now we got a foul on that three-point attempt. So Bryce Larson is going to get three free throws right here at the end of the second quarter. The foul is called on Parker Graff, and that's going to be his second. Although they put it up on the wrong kid. It's Graff's first. They gave it to Boucher for a moment there. Bryce Larson to the free throw line. He'll shoot three, the first of which is no good. Blackhawks now 2 of 3 from the line. They haven't shot a lot of them today. Spartans haven't either. They're 4 of 5. Bryce Larson has two more. That was a three-point foul, I do believe. It was, because the second is no good, and he's got another. Weston Springs bringing Brandon Flowers in. He'll replace Colby with 2.9 seconds to play in the half. Spartans by 10. Bryce Larson one more free throw. Trying to cut it back to single digits and cannot. Rebounded by Flowers. He goes full court heave. It's no good, and that's the half. At halftime, top seed Weston Springs 34. Third seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket 24. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the halftime show. 2 minutes on 1210. KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the 2-1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. 12. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It is, and welcome back to the Huron Arena in a game that was pretty tight for about the first 6 or 7 minutes. Washington Springs pulls away at the end of the first with a little flurry to make it 5. They started off the second quarter with the Ryder Mahalik 3, so that got it to 8. They got another basket, so a 10-0 run all told, and they led at that point by 10, and that's what they lead at here at the half, 34-24. The Blackhawk bench doing work. The bench has scored 13 of their 24 points, has hit 3 of their 4 three-pointers, as Jeff O'Shea has been held out of the scoring column, and Moody just threw a couple of first-quarter baskets, actually one basket, and a couple of free throws as the Blackhawks went a little... little dry there in the second quarter from the field and end up falling behind here by 10 at the break. Top-seeded Washington Springs 34, third-seeded Sanborn Central Woonsocket 24. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, located in downtown Huron, 35 4th Street Southeast. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror with services for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes. They got hair removal, eyelash extension, shampoo set. All sorts of options, every member of the family. For an appointment with Lori, call the Mirror at 605-883-HAIR. You can also call or text Kylie for an appointment at 605-553-1628, or the Mirror does accept walk-in, 35 4th Street Southeast, the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. So your day went a little something like this. The girls' seventh-place game, Hitchcock Tulare wins over Sunshine Bible, 49-24. The boys' seventh-place game went to overtime. Iroquois Lake Preston wins over Sunshine Bible, 66-61. The girls' consolation championship went to overtime. Number 7, Wolsey Westington, a win over number 5, Highmore Herald, 52-47. The boys' consolation title went to Highmore Herald as they beat Hitchcock Tulare, 67-53. Girls' third-place game, a James Valley Christian win as they defeated Iroquois Lake Preston, 61-46. The boys' third-place game went to Wolsey Westington, a 64-49 win over James Valley Christian. The girls' championship game won by Washington Springs. The Spartans defeated Sanborn Central Woonsocket 40-38 in overtime. Your MVP was Avery Orth. And halftime of the boys' game, the top seed Washington Springs leads number 3 Sanborn Central Woonsocket by a score of 34-24. That is the full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Send it back to the studios for 60 seconds. When we come back, we'll break down some individual numbers, and we'll be that much closer to a second half of basketball. Boys 281 Tournament Championship, top seed Washington Springs 34, number 3 Sanborn Central Woonsocket 24. We're back in 1 minute with more halftime, 1 minute on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Halftime of the Boys 281 Conference title game. Third seed at Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The Blackhawks coached by Tate Diner. 5-5 after a couple of wins in the 281. They beat Hitchcock Tulare opening round. Beat Wolsey Westington round 2. 13 of their 24s come off the bench. A pair of threes for Landon Jensen. He's got 6. A 3 and a pair of 2s for McCoy Schultz. He's got 7. Of the starters, Cody Slyke has put in 2. 4 for Trey Moody. He's 2-2 from the line. And Bryce Larson put up 5 all in the opening quarter. Franks missed a couple of free free throws right at the end of the second there. He's 0 for 3 from the line. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 16 in the first, 8 in the second, 24 in the half. They go 2 out of 5 from the stripe, and they trail by 10. For Washington Springs, 2 off the bench. Carter Mebius, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 of the 5 starters scored for the Spartans. 4 points for Colby Flowers. He's 2 for 2 from the line. 6 tonight for Blake Larson. And 11 apiece for Ryder Mahalik and Parker Graff. Parker hit 3 threes and a 2. Mahalik is 0 for 1 from the line. He hit a 3 and 4 twos. 11 apiece for Parker Graff and Ryder Mahalik. They scored 21 in the first, 13 in the second, 34 in the half. They're 4 of 5 from the line. And already two scores in double figures with Graff and Mahalik with 11 each. That's your first half wrap-up. Another two-minute timeout, and we'll be ready for a second half of a Boys 281 Tournament Championship live from the Huron Arena. 2 minutes on KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for 5 generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish
everyone... Iverson Auto and Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto and Michelin Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Fresh 8 on the board, second half set to get underway. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the possession arrow. Blackhawks will start off the second half with the basketball. They bring it into Bryce Larson in the backcourt. Bryce and Blake doing battle top of the key. Here's Moody. The free throw line, backdoor cut, Bryce Larson. Blake lost him for a brief moment, and Bryce in for the layup. Bryce Larson with 7. 34-26, Spartans lead is 8. Right wing, Blake Larson. Blake the drive. Lost his footing in the lane, but found a way to get it out to Parker Graff. Graff from 6 feet, no good. Long rebound, Kruger tipped it out, and Blake Larson will haul it in. Blake back to Brock Kruger. Brock for 3. No good. Rebound, Bryce Larson. 8-point Spartan lead, 7:19 to play third quarter. Brock Flowers, Brock Kruger. I thought they were going to maybe get him for a foul. Brock Kruger just grabbed the ball as the Blackhawks player came across the timeline, and they just called him travel. I thought they were going to call a foul on him at first, and he kind of thought that as well. He was trying to display the fact that all he was touching was the basketball, and they kind of said, yeah, we know. Here's Brock Kruger, top of the key. Right wing, Flowers. Flowers the drive, kicks it back out. Mahalik for 3, came up short. Rebound, Moody. Still an 8-point game, 34-26 Spartans. Minute 20 into the third. O'Shea, right side of the baseline, guarded by Graff. Going to fire one up in the paint, no good, but an offensive board by Moody. Moody back out to Bryce Larson. Bryce back again to Boucher. There's a three off the mark, but rebound saved in by Euchre. Saved in, though, to Mihalik, and the Spartans running with numbers. Mihalik, though, going to slow it up. Right side of the free throw line. Leaves it on the baseline. Here's a short two. No good for Colby Flowers. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. So, Weston Springs not able to score here in the first couple minutes of the third, but the Blackhawks not really able to capitalize. Just the Larson two. Inside, here's Boucher. Back up top, Euchre. The drive. He leaves it out in the corner for Schultz. No Slykus. And Slykus travels on his way to the basket. So another turnover back to Weston Springs. .550 remaining here in the third quarter as, again, Weston Springs has not scored in the first 2.5 minutes of this quarter, but the Blackhawks have just that two. Flowers left side of the free throw line. Parker Graff just right at the top of the key. Drives on Larson. Shot hits the heel and pops out, and Bryce Larson there for the rebound. Bryce ahead to Boucher. Boucher breaks it towards the basket, lets the defender fly by, and puts it up and in. Jeff Boucher with his first basket, 5:18 to play in the third. Got us back to a six-point game, 34-28, Lexington Spring. Here's Larson Blake on the right wing, up top for Mihalik. Back to Blake. Blake to drive to the free throw line, finds Kruger in the corner. Brock to drive, and he can't hit high off the window, but he will be shooting free throws. Somebody in there committed a foul. And let's see, who could it be? It's Jeff Boucher. They got that as Boucher's third, but I think it's only a second. Kruger at the free throw line. First is good. Team's 5 out of 6 from the stripe. Kruger ready for his second. That one is up and in. And the Spartans back up 8, 36-28. 5 minutes to play third quarter. Inbounds for Boucher. Boucher across the timeline. Out on the right wing for Slykus. Cross court, Euchre back to Boucher in the left corner. And somebody got knocked down. It was Moody knocking down Flowers, and Trey Moody going to pick up the offensive foul. So his first of the half. Actually, on either team. No, no, Sanborn Central Woonsocket has two now in the quarter. Kruger brings it in to Blake Larson, and Blake across the timeline. Larson to Kruger. Here's Graff, another three. That one no good. Graff hit three threes in the opening quarter, went for 11 points, has not made a basket since. Hasn't shot an awful lot, but here's a Euchre two, and that one is good, and then a two from Peyton Euchre. So a 6-2 run to open the third, and the Blackhawks have it back to a six-point game, 36-30. Spartans, and here's another foul on a screen. This time on Lexington Springs, Blake Larson is third. So he has three, Boucher has three. That's really it for any sort of foul trouble. And with 4:21 to play in the third, the Spartans a six-point lead, and they'll get a quick timeout of 30 seconds. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. 4:21 to play third quarter. 4:18 left here in quarter number three. 36-30, the Spartans a six-point lead. The Blackhawks slowly chipping away. The lead was 14, 12, 10, now 6. Graff the steal, and we go the other way with Parker Graff. Boucher tried to step in the way, and he did, as Parker Graff is going to pick up a foul, the offensive foul. And that'll be two on him. Boy, they've got the fouls a wreck on the board because I'm pretty sure that's Graff's second. They had Boucher up for three, but now it's only two. And now they got Graff just for the one. So We'll see later on. 36-30, Blackhawks again with the ball. Midway point of the third as they try to climb back in. Euchre top of the key. Hand off O'Shea. Tipped away by Kruger. He almost stole it. Bryce Larson, left wing. Three ball. Came up short. Rebound, Blake Larson. Blake the other way. Left side, dishes to Kruger. Back outside, Blake from the corner. He's driving baseline. Lost it off his leg and out of bounds. Spartans cannot catch a break here in the third. A 6-2 run so far with 5.5 minutes in. 36-30, Spartans by six. Bryce Larson across the timeline. Slykus on the left wing. Cody the drive. He'll try to finish, and that one is good. Slykus with a pair of two, and now a four-point game. Spartan lead is 36-32. Mahalik trying to leave it down to Flowers. Ball got tipped up. Flowers found the handle. Outside Graff for three. That one good. Parker Graff needed that three to get back on track, and the Spartans needed that three to get back to a seven-point lead, 39-32. Boucher outside. Euchre looking for the answer. Three is up, and it's good. Euchre with five. Speaking of needing, the Blackhawks needed that three. Back to a four-point game. Parker Graff just left to the top of the key, working on Bryce Larson. Gives it off to Blake. Blake left side for Kruger. Shoots it down to Flowers. Low block. He draws a double. Back out to Kruger. Drive to the baseline. Knocked away. Boucher the steal. Boucher going to slow it up. Cross court for Euchre. Oh, Euchre going to try the wide open three. No good. Rebound Mahalik. Spartans by four, 2:10 to play in the third, 281 Conference Tournament Championship. Mahalik on the wing, the handoff, Blake Larson. Blake looking to dump it off inside. Here comes Parker Graff to collect it near the timeline. Right wing, Kruger. Kruger the drive, back to Larson. Larson the drive, draws a double, leaves it off to Flowers. Flowers drives fast, can't hit. Foul on the rebound, and a whistle looks like it's going to go against Lexington Springs. We'll wait and see what the officials say. I think it's Mahalik's first. Or Blake Larson's fourth. Yeah, Blake Larson's fourth foul. 1:52 to play. Third quarter, 39-35. Spartan lead is four. Blackhawks with the ball. Slykus on the left wing for Euchre. Euchre from the corner. Drives to the top of the key. Leaves it to Boucher. Boucher lost it for a moment, jumps off at the free throw line, leaves it back to Euchre. Euchre to Bryce Larson, Bryce for three, no good. Rebound tipped away for Moody, taken by Flowers. Flowers going to hand it off to Parker Graff. And Graff across the timeline with a minute 20 to play in the third. Spartans maintaining a lead. It was up to 14 here in this quarter. It's down to four, but they're holding on to it. Flowers, left side of the free throw line. Right side, Mebius in the game. Here's Parker Graff. Little hesitation. Tried to leave it. Ball gets swatted out to Kruger. And he tries the three. No good. Rebound, Bryce Larson. His pass stolen by Mebius. Mebius, handoff. Colby Flowers. Colby banging baseline with Moody. Fires it out to Mahalik on the wing. Ryder the drive. Lost it for a moment. Finds the handle. Now Flowers, 20 on the shot clock. Offensive foul on Colby Flowers. I don't know about all that. That'll be Flowers' second and the fourth on Lexington Springs here in the third. 39-35. Spartan lead is four. 35 seconds to play. Quarter number three. Boucher the drive. Splits the double team. Back outside trying to get it to Euchre. They almost took it away. Euchre fakes on the three. Leaves it to Bryce Larson. 15 on the shot clock. Bryce the drive. Well, turnaround is good in the lane for Bryce Larson. So Bryce with nine, and it's a two-point game. The Spartans a three by Parker Graff and two Brock Kruger free throws. And that's been it here in the third quarter. They give up 13. Five from Euchre, four from Larson. Graff the drive, hits one at the buzzer, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. It's Parker Graff now 16 points and lead back to four. 41-37, Lexington Springs after three. Be back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter, 1 minute on KOKK.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, mineral, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. It was a 10-point game at the break. Blackhawks a 13-7 win in that third quarter, and that Parker Graff came in with a couple of late shots to get it to seven. It was just the two free throws for the longest time. 41-37, four-point Spartan lead. Washington Springs with the ball to start the fourth. Mahalik to drive. Back up top for Mebius. Mebius the handoff. Graff. Graff rises up from 8 feet. Jumper no good. Rebound Mebius. Back outside. Mahalik for three. Again, no good. Rebound Sanborn Central Woonsocket and a foul on Parker Graff. So three on Graff. That's the first of the final quarter, the fourth quarter here. So the Spartan lead will stay at four. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with the ball. Bryce Larson across the timeline. Bounces it up. Trey Moody at the free throw line. Back outside to Boucher. Boucher breaks baseline and he lost it off his foot. A little tough deal. Just dribble off by just a half a tick and right off the side of the foot and out of bounds. So the Spartans get a break and get it back. 7:20 left, they lead by four. Graff at the top of the key, stops the dribble. Right wing gives it off to Mebius, back to Parker. Graff right wing, launches the deep three, no good. Rebound tipped once. Kruger had a hand on it, and he hauls it in. Cross court to Mahalik. He looks at three, nope, drives for the shorter two. Free throw line jumper hits the heel, pops up, rattles a little bit, but it's going to fall. Mahalik's got 13. And the Spartan lead is again 6, 43-37, 7 minutes to play. Bryce Larson outside to Boucher. Boucher the drive, just inside the free throw line. Outside, Flykus for three. No good, rebounded by Kruger. Kruger the handoff to Graff. Graff across the timeline, 6.5 to play, 6 points Spartan lead. Graff over to Mahalik, Nomebius. Now Kruger goes baseline, gives it up to Flowers. Back outside, Graff for three, and he got it. Parker Graff heating up again, came out the gates with 11 points in the opening quarter. Didn't score in the second, didn't score most of the third. Hit a three and a two at the end of the third, and now a three here in the fourth, and the Spartans are back up nine, 46-37, with 6:17 to play. Dinert wants a timeout. We'll do it as well. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance. This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the arena. I got to believe that weather probably playing in at least a little bit to the crowd here at the arena. Doesn't seem like quite as robust as years past. Again, they missed the girls' championship that went to overtime. Here's Mahalik with the steal in the boys' title game. Washington Springs building the lead again. They're up 9. Here's Mebius, the drive. Tried to pass it, knocked away. Bryce Larson, the steal. Bryce to the other end. Send it up on the wing. Leaves it for Euchre. Right back to Larson. Right back to Euchre. Right back to Bryce on the right wing. Graff out to defend. It's Blake Larson on the bench with 4 fouls. Moody working it inside. Off the window. That one good. Moody's got a half dozen. Spartan lead at 7 with 5.5 to play. Inbounds, Parker Graff. Blake Larson will check in next break for Washington Springs. Draft to Mahalik. Mahalik top of the key, drives free throw line, leaves it down in the corner. Mebius back up top, Graff open, 3 ball off. Oh, it went in. That was, I watched that directly on, it was off right. That's why I said that, but it caught just enough iron, swirled around and went down. And the lead's back to 10 and Graff up to 22 points. And here's another steal, it's Mahalik again. So Lexington Springs, a 10-point halftime lead, gave that up in the third. Lead was down to 3 at times. They get it back to 10 here with 5 minutes to play. And now with the steal, get the ball back. Here's Graff, top of the key. Parker the drive outside. Kruger for 3. No good. Rebound on the baseline, though. Mebius, and they'll get another look. Here's Kruger from the free throw line. That one won't go, and Mebius tips the rebound out of bounds. Here comes Blake Larson back on. He's going to replace Mebius with 4:41 to play. Also coming out is Euchre. And Euchre replaced here by McCoy Schultz. Blackhawks down 10, 4.5 left to the 281 tournament championship. Graff stepped in front of a pass and got the steal. To the other end, layup, good. Parker Graff, 8 in the quarter, 13 in the half, 24 in the game. Boucher at the other end. Actually, no, that's Likas, and he can't get the basket. They won't count the basket, but he will get a couple of free throws. Foul is on, no, he will not. The foul's on Mahalik. It's his first, and they will inbound. That's just the second foul, and I guess not a shooting foul. So McCoy Schultz, handoff, Likas slipped in the lane, and he travels, and a turnover back to Washington Springs. 4:12 remaining. The lead is back to 12 here, and Washington Springs can achieve their biggest lead of the night with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Blake Larson across the timeline, down in the corner for Kruger. Kruger breaks baseline, kicks it all the way out to Mahalik. Mahalik for 3. Second 3 of the night for Ryder Mahalik. He's got team. Oh, was that Kruger? Well, if it wasn't, they gave it to him. Either way, 3:50 to play. 54-39. Nope, now they fixed it. 54-39, a 15-point Spartan lead. 3:50 left. Dinert wants a timeout. We'll take a 30 back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for him? 25, 50, 50, down, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Dakota Sports.
3:50 remaining. Boys 281 tournament championship game. Girls championship went to Lexington Springs. Took overtime, but they defeat Sanborn Central Woonsocket 40-38. Avery Orth, your MVP. Lexington Springs boys trying to make it a 281 double-double here. It's again, the girls win the title. The boys here lead by 15 with 3:50 to play. Still a lot of basketball to be played, but the way the momentum has gone here in this quarter, it has been all Spartans. Lexington Springs 13-2 winning the fourth quarter here. Baseline drive. Here's an offensive foul on Schleicher. That'll be his third, and that will be the first on Sanborn Central Woonsocket in the half. As everything just coming up Spartan here in the fourth quarter. Kruger, the inbounds for Graff. Graff back across the timeline, nearly lost it, but Blake Larson steps in to pick it up as Graff, a little out of control there, had two defenders trying to just get around both of them. Here's Flowers driving baseline, draws a double team, back outside to Larson. Larson left corner, he'll draw baseline. Leaves it to Kruger, baseline jumper, hits the heel, pops straight up, it won't go in, long rebound tipped out by Boucher, so Schultz going to have to save it. Saves it into the middle, a couple of players end up tipping the ball, Brock Kruger ended up on his face, and I think they're going to send Kruger to the sideline because he took a pretty good smack. Well, I guess they're just going to have him inbounded, but they're going to look at him real quick just to make sure. Cody Slykus whistled for his fourth as a little collision there with Kruger. Here's Larson, top of the key. Blake with a 15-point lead, 3 minutes to play. Lexington Springs trying to win both the girls and the boys. 281 championships. The girls won 40-38 in overtime. At a couple of times in this game, I thought we might see some overtime, but Lexington Springs has just dominated this fourth quarter. 13-2, the Spartans winning the fourth, and now we're going to have an over and back as Graff lost the handle on it for just a moment, dived to try to get it, but couldn't get it before it crossed over midcourt. So 2:37 to play. Lexington Springs 54. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 39. Boucher on the right side. Dribble drive on Graff. Boucher to the low block. Goes right at Graff. How about the basket and one? Parker Graff whistled for his fourth. Boucher with his fourth point. Landon Jensen on for Slykus here for Tate Dinert and the Blackhawks. Free throw here. Second is, or extra, is on the way and good, and Boucher converts on the old-fashioned three. So a 12-point Spartan lead, 54-42, 2:20 to play. Mahalik across midcourt, drives, leaves it down in the corner for Flowers. Flowers forgot for a brief moment that they were trying to burn clock and almost drove, pulled it back in, and now Heater will call a timeout and set him up with 2:14 left. 54-42, the Spartans lead by a dozen. We're getting a full timeout back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Brock Kruger, the inbound. The Blake Larson backdoor cut. Larson can't get the basket, but does get a foul, and we'll have free throws coming. And we'll see who the foul is on. If that's like his night is over. Nope, Trey Moody, his second. So the Spartans by a dozen. Blake Larson to the free throw line. He's got 6 points, all came in the first half. The Spartans as a team are 6 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Larson no good on the first. Blake ready with his second. That one's in the air. That one no good. Flowers, though, chases down the offensive rebound. Saves it into Blake Larson, and the Spartans will get another look. Blake in the right corner, hassled by Jensen. Landon almost took it away, and now we'll get a timeout to keep possession. 2:01 to play, 54-42, Spartans by a dozen. We'll get a timeout here of a minute. A 60-second break, back in a minute on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action News on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
2:01 left in the boys 281 conference championship game. Brock Kruger, the inbounds to Blake Larson, and it looks like maybe Sanborn Central Woonsocket is going to try the foul game with 2 minutes to play. Wessington Springs on the night is 6 of 9 from the free throw line, and this season have been pretty successful from the stripe, and we'll see if they're going to continue that. Yep, looks like it. Back-to-back fouls by Landon Jensen, and that means free throws here for Blake Larson. Blake is 0 for 2 tonight. He's got 6 points. The team is 6 of 9. Right now a 12-point lead, a minute 56 to play. First free throw good for Blake Larson. Flowers and Slykus, or Euchre and Slykus, back on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Schultz and Jensen will check out. Another free throw here for Blake Larson, made the first. Second is on the way. That one is good. Lead is the biggest it has been. Wessington Springs 56, Sanborn Central Woonsocket 42. Minute 56 to play. Rolling the ball in, trying to save a few seconds is Bryce Larson. Bryce, the bouncer to Beauchesne. Beauchesne drives inside, but Flowers shuts him down, and now a whistle. Oh, they get a late whistle on Flowers. Colby Flowers, his third. That'll be 4 on Wessington Springs in the quarter, so not quite yet in the bonus. Bryce Larson ready to inbound, brings it into Moody. Flowers threw up his hand at the last second, and Mahalik's going to get the steal. He gets it ahead to Flowers, who lays it in. So that's the biggest lead of the night with 90 seconds to play. Sure looks like the Wessington Springs Spartans are going to win both the boys and the girls 281. Here's a Slykus miss on the layup. Rebound Graff over to Larson, and Euchre's going to come out and foul him. Euchre's third, a minute 20 to play, but 16 points the difference here. Blake Larson, 2 of 4 from the line. He's got 8 points. Could be the third Spartan in double figures. Mahalik has 16, Graff has 24. First free throw for Blake Larson is true, and he has 9, and that'll make the lead 17. And with a minute 20 to play, boy, it takes some kind of miracle to pull that off. Second free throw for Larson is good. 60-42, Wessington Springs. A minute 20 to play, boys 281 tournament championship. Slykus a 3. No good. Euchre a rebound, and he knocked it out of bounds. And Wessington Springs will bring it in here with a minute 12, and we'll see if Sanborn Central Woonsocket is still going to foul upon inbound, and it appears, well, they tried to. Euchre couldn't get a hold of Blake Larson. Blake going to dribble it down into the corner, and now Beauchesne will commit the foul. His fourth. Yeah, I think that was the plan, but I think Blake Larson just a little too fast out of the gates there. Nobody could catch up to him. I think Landon Jensen will come back in next break here after a free throw from Larson. First is no good. Blake, 4 out of 7 in the quarter. He's got 10 points in the game. O'Shea and Bryce Larson come out. Schultz and Jensen back on. 1:03 to play. Larson's second free throw on the way and good, and that'll make it a 19-point difference with 1 minute left. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report number 8 on the day coming your way next. Lexington Springs kind of all over, but the final tally here is Cody Slykus, a late lay-in. He's got 6. Parker Graff on the inbounds will take it across the timeline. It doesn't look like the Blackhawks now are going to foul unless they have to, or unless it happens, I guess I should say. Nothing intentional. Mahalik out near the timeline. So the Lexington Springs Spartans are going to win their 9th game. They'll go to 9-1. Also a 281 tournament championship for Lexington Springs. The Spartan boys match the Spartan girls. And Lexington Springs, your 281 champions all around. We'll take a quick 30 as they turn over some lineups, and we'll run off the final seconds of this one. A quick 30-second timeout. 30 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports!
Well, 30 seconds remaining here. The inbounds pass grabbed by Wesley Molnar. Let's see, we got Sam Poncelo, Wesley Molnar, Luke Larson, Blake Miller, and Brandon Flowers on for Lexington Springs. Layup attempt at the other end, no good. Here's a rebound and an attempted putback. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, McCoy Schultz is out there, Keaton Fridley, Eli White, Grant Edwards, and Landon Jensen on. So Lexington Springs will win not only the girls 281, but also the boys. The girls took overtime. The boys are going to win by a pretty comfortable margin here. Free throw up and good for Grant Edwards. Grant in the scorebook here in the 281 championship. Edwards, the sophomore, another free throw. Second is up and no good, and an offensive board. And a shot is blocked, and the rebound grabbed by McCoy Schultz, and he will put it up and in. So your final tally, 61-47, as the Lexington Springs Spartans win both the boys and the girls 281 Conference Championship. Lexington Springs goes to 9-1 with the win. Final score, Spartans 61, Blackhawks 47. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will go to 5-6 with the loss, and we'll finish second here in the 281. A 3-minute timeout in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. Back in 3 minutes on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
Roll in
into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back to our final Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report. Number 8 in the marathon day that is the final day of the 281 Conference Tournament. Just writing in my last few things on the bracket. We're going to run this thing down and we are going to sign off. We have been on the air for about 13 hours here. You count the first four over on Tiger, the last four here on KOKK. So West Cedar Springs, the Spartans win both the girls and the boys 281 titles. The girls, a close game. That went to overtime. The boys, not so much. West Cedar Springs led 21-16 after a quarter, as Parker Graff came out on fire, hit three threes at a two in the game's first 6 minutes. He cooled off a little bit in the second quarter. He did come back in the third and fourth. So West Cedar Springs, after a quarter, led 21-16. At the half, they had extended that lead to 10 points. They came out and hit a three right away, so made it 13 to start the third quarter. But then Sanborn Central Woonsocket was on the comeback. They made an 8-0 run late in the quarter. They ended up back within 4, 41-37, and that is as close as they would get. West Cedar Springs with a couple of Parker Graff threes to start the fourth. They got another three for Mahalik, two of their players in double figures. They had three in double figures altogether. It looked like early like the Blackhawks were going to make them win it at the line, but Blake Larson went up and hit four in a row, and that idea was quickly gone as the lead then became 16 and eventually 18, and the final difference here, 14. As West Cedar Springs wins at 61-47, Heater and the boys go to 9-1 with the win. Dinert and his kids 5-6 with the loss. So Gary Zell Auto Glass is our post-game report sponsor. The Mirror Family Hair Care brings the scoreboard updates. Thanks so much to Lori and Kylie at the Mirror for keeping us up to date here on the scorecard throughout this 281 tournament. 35 4th Street Southeast. They accept walk-ins. Call 605-883-HAIR for an appointment with Lori, or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. So your scorecard from today. Girls 7th place game, Hitchcock Tulare over Sunshine Bible, 49-24. Your boys' 7th place game, Iroquois Lake Preston over Sunshine Bible in overtime, 66-61. Girls' consolation title goes to Wolsey Westington. They beat Highmore Herald in overtime, 52-47. Boys' consolation title went to Highmore Herald. They defeated Hitchcock Tulare 67-53. The girls' third-place game, a win for James Valley Christian, a win over Iroquois Lake Preston 61-46. The boys' third-place game went to Wolsey Westington as they beat James Valley Christian 64-49. The girls' championship was our third overtime game of the day. Final, Lexington Springs wins 40-38. Avery Orth is your MVP. And your final in the boys' game, Lexington Springs wins that as well, 61-47. And your MVP here for the boys is Jeff Boucher of Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And the MVP is, I do know, they get a scholarship. I do know they do have to be a senior. And, again, our two MVPs today, Jeff Boucher and Avery Orth. Lexington Springs, though, takes both of the boys and girls' titles. They win the boys' game 61-47. They win the girls' game in overtime 40-38. So that's your final scoreboard brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on your postgame report brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. We'll take a minute timeout. We'll hear from our sponsor, Gary Zell. And we'll come back, and I think we'll be about done. We'll come back and get some scores, get some individual numbers from this game, and we'll sign off from the 281 Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number 8 nearing a close. Back in a minute on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show number 8 nearly in the book. Taking a look at the numbers for the third seed at Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. Come up a second place finish here in the 281 tournament. They're 5-6 after the loss. Off the bench, they got 16, actually. A point for Grant Edwards, 1-2 from the line. Landon Jensen hit a pair of threes. He had 6. McCoy Schultz, he hit a 3. He hit for 9 off the bench. All 5 starters scored, though nobody hit double figures. 5 apiece for Jeff Boucher and Peyton Uecker. Uecker hit a 3. Boucher 1-1 from the line. 6 apiece for Cody Slykus and Trey Moody. Moody was 2-2 from the line, and Bryce Larson hit for 9 points. He knocked down an early 3. He went 0-3 from the line. Blackhawks scored 16 in the first, 8 in the second, 13 in the third, 10 in the fourth, 47 in the game. They go 4-8 from the line. They go to 5-8 with the loss, and they finish as the runners-up at the 281 basketball tournament. For Lexington Springs, they got 2 off the bench. Carter Mebius free throws. He was 2-for-2. All 5 starters scored, 3 in double figures for the Spartans. Brock Kruger with 2. He was 2-of-2 from the line. Colby Flowers with 6. He was 2-of-2 from the line. Blake Larson with 11. He went 5-of-8 from the stripe. 16 tonight for Ryder Mahalik. He had a pair of threes and went 0-for-1 from the line. And Parker Graff, another great game for him. 24 points, 6 three-pointers made. Didn't even make a trip to the line. Still registers 24 points, game high, team high, and sends his team to a 281 tournament championship. Kenny Heater and the boys will go to 9-1 with the win. And another trophy for the Case back in Lexington Springs. And it'll come with a girls' trophy as the girls' Spartan won as well. 40-38 in overtime. Well, we want to thank Mike Ruth, the commissioner of the 281, everybody putting everything together, getting some food back here, getting us the info and all the stuff we need. Special thanks to Mike Dramstead. He came up and helped out here with some equipment at the arena. And, well, anytime we ask Mike for anything, he's more than enough, more gracious than enough to help us out anytime. So thanks again to Mr. Dramstead. We want to thank Amanda and Beals. I think we're our two engineers back at the studio tonight. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to the 281 tournament here over the past, not only today, but last week, Friday and Monday and Tuesday, and with the reschedule, and we still got as much on as we could. So Thanks again for tuning in. I think I'm off till early next week here. Duffy's got some wrestling tomorrow night, unless something weather-wise were to happen with that. But tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff will have all the scores, not only from today, but any other scores of interest from across the state. He'll have a look at the Dakota sports schedule. He'll tell you what's coming up. And, of course, Mr. Ozer back in the chair, so he'll get annoyed with DK at some point tomorrow during the morning mess. I'll be in tomorrow 1 to 4 here on KOKK. And, again, I think a weekend off to decompress after the longest 281 day that I can remember since I've been here. I don't ever remember signing off at 10:15, but probably did and just don't remember it. But a late one today thanks to three overtime games. Thanks again to Gary's Auto Glass, our postgame sponsor. Thanks to the Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, for the reading of the officials. Thanks to the Mirror for our scoreboard updates. We'll thank the balance of our sponsors in our postgame billboard. That'll do it. Wessington Springs wins both the boys and the girls 281 conference championship. Wessington Springs girls win 40-38 in overtime. Avery Orth, your girls MVP. Wessington Springs boys win 61-47. Blackhawks Jeff Beauchesne, the MVP on the boys' side. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Area sponsors are Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Vern's Manufacturing in Washington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Car Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us the reading of the officials. Gary's All Auto Glass, our postgame sponsor. And the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard update. Woolsey Lexington sponsors are Onward Woolsey Business Association and American Family Insurance. Hitchcock Jeweler Backer stretches well service to Cheddar Feedlot. James Valley Christian sponsor is Ben Meyer Auction Service. And hopping on board for the 4 days of the 281, Alpina Co-op, Kurt's Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors in Huron and Mitchell, Double D Western Wear, and Hegg Insurance Agency. And again, big congratulations going out to Wessington Springs. Jason Kolosik and the girls win the girls' title 40-38 over Sanborn Central Woonsocket in overtime. They also had the MVP in Avery Orth. Sanborn Central Woonsocket boys got the MVP with Jeff Beauchesne, but Wessington Springs got the championship. Boys final 61-47. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. Jeff will have all the scores of interest. For Amanda back in the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody. Midnight.